Greetings, Vancouver. My name's Danielle. I'm with Princess Apparently. I'd like to start off by acknowledging we are on the unceded ancestral homelands of the Tsleil-Waututh, the Musqueam, and the Squamish. It's where we're gathered in beautiful British Columbia. I'd also like to introduce the show. It's Chaotic Music Meetings with Miles. And we're happy to be here. Haichka.
Thank you.
tweet us. So beautiful out there. I can see you looking through your window out into that rain, thinking about dreams past, future goals, you know, all the beautiful things that life brings. I'd like to just actually make one, I just want to make a dedication actually to someone that I just recently lost in the work that I do. This song goes out to Glenna Strongarm. Rest in peace.
Thank you. Wow, 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 wow. You are listening to Princess Apparently live in the studio on CITR 101.9 FM. They are just, they're going to play more songs, but they told me they want to go back and forth a lot between music and interviewing, so they're coming into the studio now. While they get sorted here, I'm going to put on a song by Freak Dream. This is from a new Freak Dream album called Into the Sun, a song called Do It Now.
Shut up already! Damn, come on! Shut the TV off! Shut the internet off! Shut your phone off!
Welcome back to CITR 101.9 FM. I have Princess Apparently live in the studio to chat to me and play some tracks and maybe do some more live songs, I hope.
Definitely.
Great. Get real close to the mics. Cause
yeah, we're going to do this. We're going to do this right.
You're doing it.
Yeah, thanks for having us, Miles.
Thank you so much for being here. It's a real treat for me to have you guys in here.
It's a treat to be here. It's our first time. Actually, it's my first time on radio, so.
Really?
Yeah, I've never been on radio.
Oh, congratulations.
American radio once. That'd be cool.
Yeah, we're talking to the mic.
Oh, yeah.
American radio is awesome. Wait, where was that?
It was in Vancouver.
Simon Fraser University on their radio station.
Sweet. Wow, you're making the rounds. Cool. I have, like, no plan. I've got some questions out if we need that. But really, like, I just wanted to hang out with you in the studio and let you do what you want. We're kind of breaking all the rules today. Having liquids in the studio, that's a no-no.
They can't see that, Miles. You're ratting on yourself.
Oh.
You know, I'll put it outside right now. There. What can I ask you just generally, what is on your mind today? Like, what feels most urgent to you today? Like, if you had one thing to talk about on the radio, what would you go to?
Go watch Climax. It's an amazing movie.
What's that?
Nick, do you want to take over here?
We saw it last night at the Rio. It's the new film by Gaspar Noé.
Mm.
And, it's just basically all these dancers get together and do their thing and then party afterwards and they're drinking sangria, but little did they know it's been spiked with this really intensely strong LSD, and they all just start spiraling out of control. It's pretty relentless.
Out of control.
With, like, just... Like, it's pretty thin on plot. Like, it all just takes place at this one thing, but just things get out of control, like, faster and faster.
And no one knows that they're on acid, but they feel like something's happening.
Right, right.
So. You're just witnessing all these people have a terrible trip.
Yeah. Kind of reminds me of when I was 15 on my first acid trip.
But the way it's filmed, it's not like this camera shot. It's like the camera's floating around like it is a person as well.
I like that.
Forget about there's like a camera there.
I've been seeing that more and more, like just like gliding, moving camera work where like there's just more and more like movements that I don't usually see in film. And it's getting less static and, like...
Yeah, like, he fully flips it upside down.
Right.
Like, just floats over top of people and around and over without, like, cutting it all. I'm like, how the hell is he doing that? It's so weird.
So how did you feel coming out of the Rio afterwards?
A little bit speechless at first. Like,
yeah.
It's like, oh, wow.
What the hell
was
that?
That was a lot to take in.
My favorite movies always leave me, like, I don't know how I feel. I have to, like, come down from it.
Yeah. Yes. I almost, like, couldn't really talk.
Yeah.
It's like,
yeah.
I had to just think about that. I was trying to like listen to other people's reactions around me because it was like a full house. I don't know. I think it was the like first night of the festival.
Vancouver International Film Fest.
Woo.
Yeah, I'm going next Friday to see hosted Jack Built.
Nice. I do want to. Could I get you to introduce yourselves on the mics just so we so the listeners can hear who's who. Danielle on lead vocals.
Hi, I'm Danielle, lead vocals.
Cheers. We got Nick.
Hey, I'm Nick. I play bass and guitar and I sing.
We got Ryan.
Hi, I'm Ryan. I just play guitar.
Through two amps.
Through two amps.
Yeah. That threw me today. I see you guys play all the time, but I forgot that you have two amps. I was just like, oh, you just got a crazy loud sound.
Well, it's, you know, you want to sound big, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you did it. And we have Penelope on drums.
Yeah, lead drums.
Lead drums. Cheers.
How are you doing, Miles?
I feel a little crazy. I was sick all week, and now I'm just over it. And so my brain is starting to work again, which is nice. It's always kind of hectic me setting up a show here and like doing it all myself where I set all the gear up and I run the mixing board and then I run in here and I host the show. But I love it now. Like I've done it like, I don't know, maybe 10 or 12 times now over the summer. And I'm still nervous about it. Like, every time I come in here, I'm like, oh, I don't know what's going to happen. But that's fine. And especially when I have friends in here to just hang out with, like, this is great. I feel great.
Oh, absolutely. This is so fun. Just hanging out. The only thing we can't do in here is smoke.
Yeah. And even that, like, there's no one here. There's, like, there's literally, this is a ghost town on Sunday nights. We had a huge auditorium full of people that as soon as 6 o'clock rolled around and their event ended, they were just out of here.
I was hoping we were going to set up out there. But
yeah.
I know. No, someday we will set that up, and we will have you back. I do have some questions for you. You feel like answering a question?
Hit me.
Cool. This one is, I actually asked this to Joe Pass the last time I interviewed him, and then I decided...
My twin.
Wait, because you look alike?
We used to look alike. I hair off and I dyed it blonde. I was tired of being called Joe Pass or Justin Graydon.
Oh, can you please say that anecdote about Joe Pass again, into like right into the mic?
Hi, I'm Joe Pass, my twin brother.
Ryan passed. So I asked Joe this question, and then I got all high on myself and was like, that's a great question. I'm gonna keep asking that. So here we go. I have it on good authority that the matriarchs of the world are inevitably going to take over. And I just wanted to ask, do you feel emotionally prepared for the change?
Yes. Can I fully endorse it?
Solid answer.
Absolutely. Bring it on.
100%.
I'm waiting.
It's happening.
For it.
It's real. It's in the now.
Women tell me everything I know.
Cheers.
I don't know what I was gonna say now.
It is a big question.
It was a big question, you know.
And we believe Dr. Ford.
Yeah, me too. Mm-hmm. For sure. Oh God, I was watching that. While I was sick, I watched the whole, like, I watched, like, 6 hours of live feed after it was live. And most of it was just a facepalm nightmare. Mm-hmm. But it was important to watch. If you haven't followed the Ford-Kavanaugh hearing at the Senate Judiciary Committee, just watch it because... Well, I'm not the person to be speaking about this. I'm a privileged white guy on a radio show, but I think it's just worth giving some attention to, at the very least.
Absolutely.
Should learn something.
Yeah, I've been learning a lot. Well, I'm overwhelmed with that whole process. Moving on.
Yeah, it is overwhelming. It's bleak.
Mm-hmm.
Considering the history of, like, men actually being, like, prosecuted or, like... It just seems like they can get it. He's just going to get away with it, and they're going to vote him in.
Oof.
I really hope it doesn't happen.
Yeah. And I hope that if it does happen...
There's an investigation or something. I heard today that... I mean, it was yesterday, that the FBI is going to do an investigation.
Yeah, that happened at the last minute. It was 11 votes to 10 votes to just basically, like, push through and go forward with the vote. Yeah. And at the last minute, that one guy, Flake, I think his name is. That's a pretty funny name for his last-minute change of mind.
I think he was the one that was confronted by a woman...
Two women.
In an elevator.
Yeah, that's right.
She was like, I'm a survivor, do you believe me? And he was just like,
And he eventually came around and said, well, I think before we vote, we really should send this to the FBI and get them to investigate the case, which is normal protocol.
Duh.
It's like all men, all old, gross, white men.
And who's going to be investigating old, gross, white men?
Yeah.
Sorry if I sound ageist, but they're just, like, they are so out of touch. Like, they need to get the hell out of there and, like, make room for the fucking... other people.
So they can die and they can be buried, and then we can dig up their bones later on and create more fossil fuels made out of shitty humans instead of dinosaurs.
I love everything you're saying today, and you need to get closer to the mic, please. I want the people to hear you, Ryan.
I need to cord this mic. I was just going to say that, yeah.
We should all have Britney headsets.
Yes. And that wardrobe.
Yeah. I think we should go to a song. All
right.
Cool. I feel like a little sounds break. But should we play a Princess Apparently recording, or should we play something else?
Yeah, let's hit up our Bandcamp. We have a Bandcamp.
Cool.
It's,
What is this track? What are you playing on your phone, Nick?
Animals yelling.
Great. Excellent. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I really wanted you guys to just come in here and take over the show, so this is working out great. The next thing you're going to hear right now is a track called One Night Stand from Princess Apparently's Bandcamp. Here we go. So we're going from Princess Apparently's Bandcamp to Princess Apparently playing live in the studio again. You're listening to Chaotic Music Meetings. This episode is brought to you by Political Pizza. Do you need someone to endorse your pipeline or just deliver a pizza to you? Call Political Pizza. Here we go. This is Princess Apparently.
Death Disco. Death Disco. Death Disco. Death Disco. Death Disco. Death Disco. Death Disco.
Thank you.
heard Princess Apparently live at CITR 101.9 FM. I guess we're out of time. We'll see if the next host shows up for their show, and if not, I'll try to talk to Princess Apparently a little bit more. But for now, in case this is goodbye, I'm going to put on a song by Emma Lee Toyota. This is a single called Waikiki.